walking through that is very sobering to me. Those are the actual Roman arches, and it reminds me of what they did in that town when the emperors began persecuting. They lined up all the townspeople, all the inhabitants of Smyrna. They had a Roman troop of soldiers. They had the clerk of the city. They had a table, and they made everyone line up, and you had to come through this entryway to the forum, and the forum was the center of the town, what you could see in that picture, and you would walk by the desk, and all you had to do is, with your fingers, each person would reach into a bowl, pinch this powder, which was incense, take a step forward, and in the presence of the town clerk and the Roman soldiers, sprinkle the incense over a little fire, like an oil lamp that was burning there, and you sprinkled it over it, and it would just kind of glitter and puff, and little smoke would come, and you would say, "Caesar is Lord." So it was just a whole line of people, all the inhabitants, they'd go, "Caesar is Lord, Caesar is Lord, Caesar is Lord." And they walked by, and when you walked by, the clerk just handed you a slip of paper. It was called a labellae. And it was your ticket to another year of security as a Roman. And so it became a process that every year, the whole town lined up, everyone would acknowledge Caesar as Lord, get their little slip, and if any questions, they held it out. All of a sudden, as Christ's church began to grow there, the Christians would be in that line, and they would take the pinch, and they would say, "Jesus Christ is my Lord. I cannot put the incense on the fire." That's what began what we call the wave of persecution in Smyrna. And it's very interesting, the history of this, if you read about it, the believers at Smyrna would stand in that line, in that long entry to the forum, and they were thinking of, what if I mumbled and just said, nobody would know that I didn't say Caesar, I'd say Jesus is Lord, you know. And so there was a conflict in the church where people were making it through the line with sprinkling, got their free ticket, and still went to church. And they said, "How did you go through the line and not get pulled out by the soldier?" And so believers at Smyrna learned the cost of being a Christian. Some of them suffered, and some of them went on to die.